You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Gerard Cherry is going to be on the show, making his regular visit to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in a little bit. And, of course, you hear him at 3 o'clock with Bruce Hooley. Hooley and Gerard following this show. But one of the things we like to do each and every other day, I guess, regularly as we can, is take you inside the locker room. Our own Jameer Howerton does that. And today he sits down with running back Chris Obanaya. Take it away, Jay.
Well, Chris, first and foremost, congratulations on that huge 17-6 victory against the Cincinnati Bengals. You've been in this locker room where the Browns have had their struggles within the division. What did that game mean to you guys?
It was big. I think that anytime we defend our turf, as we say, and just want to continue to play well, I think that we're doing a nice job preparing and not letting the previous week, whatever happens, win or lose, dictate or determine how we play the following weekend. So we just want to continue to work and continue to prepare the way we've been preparing, and hopefully that will lead to another victory on Thursday against Buffalo.
Chris, we saw you in the end zone, man. Talk about that play. How did it feel to score your first touchdown of the season?
It was good. It was always good to get in the end zone. It's something you don't take for granted. It's hard to get there, but we had a nice call from Coach Turner, who did a nice little play action goal line play. Brian was able to get a nice touch pass. We had good protection, and we were able to execute it.
What did it mean to get this running game going?
It meant a lot. I think that when we have the opportunity to go in and put together a crucial drive that we did, and also have a little bit of 4 minute mixed into that tempo, it was definitely gratifying and definitely a nice stepping stone that we can use to propel ourselves for the next game and the next coming games this season.
Speaking of the next coming game, this celebration was shortly lived because you guys got that quick turnaround. How's preparations been going so far?
It's been going nice. Buffalo is a great team. They have a nice front. We were able to play them last year, and so we are somewhat familiar, with the players and personnel that they do have, but a talented front, talented D-line, so it'll be a great challenge for us as a group, but we'll be there on Thursday, and hopefully we'll be prepared and ready to go.
Just taking a look at the way this Buffalo Bills defense really shined against the Baltimore Ravens, caused a lot of turnovers. How important is it going to be to limit the mental errors as well as to sustain drives?
Well, it's extremely important offensively to take care of the ball. Turnovers and explosive plays are usually what win game. So we have to continue to do our best to protect the ball, protect the turnover ratio, and stay consistent, stay on schedule.
And just, Chris, give us some football insight. How challenging is it to get ready for a game after you just played Sunday to get ready for a game Thursday?
It's tough. It's tough at any level, but especially at this level, 2 games in 5 days. It takes a lot of discipline. It takes mental preparation and things that you normally don't do, practicing on Mondays and coming in on Tuesdays for another day of practice. And what you really have to do is just be a pro. It takes a discipline. And it takes patience, you know, for coaches, players, et cetera, for us to come in and play well and play at a high level again on Thursday. It'll take everybody's best effort.
And lastly, how important is it for you guys to keep the young players in the locker room just focused on the task at hand? Because this coming Thursday is an exciting game. You guys got a chance to go above 500.
Absolutely. Just continue to do what we've been doing, coaching how we coach them, and players that do they're coaching off the field and trying to police particular things. We have to continue to do that and keep them motivated. I think that as rookies and younger players, you know, it's easy to get complacent. It's easy to fall by the wayside. But we have something good going here, I think. And I think that if we continue to work, everything that we have planned is in our grasp. And so we just want to take it one game at a time and go from there.
Chris, thanks for your time and good luck to you Thursday.
All right, thank you.
Back to you, Vic.
Thank you, Jameer, and thank you so much, Chris Obanaya. I loved what Chris Obanaya just said about being a pro.
Being a pro.
That's what a week like this is about.
Yeah, it's about who's a pro, who can get focused, who can focus on the task at hand, get the information they need, and then go out there and get it done on Thursday night with the lights on bright. And we both, you know, we were sitting here listening to that as it happened, and as soon as he said that, both of us, we looked up and we said, perfect.
That's the message.
That's what we said earlier in the week. He is a professional. He does whatever is asked of his team. You need me to carry the ball? Fine, I'll carry it. You need me to catch the ball in the backfield? Sure, I'll do that. Hose down. You need me to block? I'll block. He is a pro, and he is a winning football player. Is he a superstar? Is he a guy that's going to go out there and sell a ton of jerseys, sell a ton of tickets? No, but he He is a piece of a 53-man roster and a winning piece of a 53-man roster, and that's what I love about Obanaya.
In a week like this, where you can point to any number of reasons to say, nope, this isn't how we normally do it, and get caught up in that. I mean, this is what you need to be. You need to put aside, being a pro means putting aside all of that extraneous stuff, put aside any ideas of, well, wait a minute, how are we getting ready for, you know, this home game? Because home games are a big deal for players. Who shows up? Family, friends, you know, the ticket need and all this other stuff that goes on with the idea that you're playing and now you're under the spotlight. And I think people who are attached to players and coaches are even more excited about the idea of being here for the game. So that process is condensed like everything else. And really, you can't even be thinking about anything you shouldn't be, about anything but what is in front of you. This game, the minimal time you have to study for it, maximizing every minute. I mean, these coaches got together Sunday night, right after they no sooner got off the field at First Energy Stadium Sunday. So about an hour after that game, and I'm watching Rob Chudzinski walk out, and he's kind of bolting out, and you don't see that from him after a game. He savors it a little bit. He'll talk a little bit. He'll take some time with you. There was no time
None
for that after that game, and I didn't take it personally when he gave me like the handshake and the, hey, great, and I'm out of here.
Because I got stuff to do.
He's got stuff to do, and I wanted them to get there and get it going, which they did Sunday night. Again, the Buffalo Bills coaching staff and the players there have to kind of do the same thing, but I think this game will be as much measured by who is the most professional in their preparation. I really do. And I can't quantify exactly what that is, but generally I think we all know what it is. It's about focusing. It's about taking the extra time. It's about putting aside the need to the decompressed day, which is what Tuesday normally is. There's no decompression from that game. You bottle it all up, take it all in, and then explode it on Thursday
night. And you have the opportunity to have 10 days off on a 3-game winning streak.
And savor that.
And
yeah,
savor that.
So that's really the price.
That's the price. And you know what? You've been in this building. I've been in this building. It seems very professional. There was not – you got in here on Monday – and I expected, you know, all right, I think people are going to finally get a little sense of, you know, a little happiness a little bit because they just beat the Bengals. No, it was all business right from the get-go, and I think that bodes well for the Cleveland Browns.
If I could use a sound that would describe what it was like in here.
Go ahead, use a sound.
It would be this dog. This sound of that dog right there.
That's right. They're ready.
You know what he did? I think he ate the other dog.
I think he did. I don't think there's any
question. That other dog's just gone.
That wasn't even
bones and all. He took him out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So perfect. That's what's going on in this building. Yes, absolutely. All right, Gerard Cherry will be growling
Gerard
with us.
Gerard Cherry here from Tomo Sushi and Hibachi. Yeah.
See, now that's just too smooth and silky. We want more of an edge.
We need an edge this week. It's a quick turnaround. We don't got time for smooth and silky. We don't have time for Tomo Hibachi and sushi and whining and dining.
He'll join us in a little bit on a Football Tuesday edition. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty 40, ESPN 850 WKNR.
Right before I met you.